A Million Words, Vance, 1930. Seasons are arranged in a vase by the window, a veil of violets, dusty daisies, a wrinkled yellow chestnut spray. Icicles grow clear and thin like magic flutes. Phosphorus looks down upon us all, a crystal god who knows the shape of marrow in our bones. Wind is to snap us, rain to wilt, sunlight needles. Fingers digging fast, the ends of earth, the glowing rock of graves. What I will miss most about the world is change. Introspective skies suddenly catching sight of closed umbrellas. Real flesh and blood emerging from the somber cells of books. Women revealing their unexpected selves. Someone else's death. From this dying hand came the brandishing of clouds and torches, a dream landscape where meadows flourished under crops of birds spreading into continental shelves. The birth of an ideal sustains the man until both become a way of life, death diminishing nothing but the self. Years from here, a stranger will walk into my house, the home of the infamous, etc., claiming to feel my spirit in the antique walls, only the words wanting out. The world of the dead is a megalopolis, Shakespeare scrunched beside Wordsworth, who I could swear is almost sitting on my knee. The combination of us all will haunt you. The quantity. I rush too far ahead, the daily world peeling from my brain like cobweb. All I seem to care about is living, not the life itself. The taste of water rather than the soggy map. The sound of words, touch of body hair, smell of sea, look of mirrors. I will leave nothing of myself behind, just these second-hand sensations, never quite complete. The world is eternal, not the man. I was something in the air, in the rosebush, a spot of cold, a thorn. Field upon field of daisies, chestnuts falling like a sky full of wish-wearied stars. The countryside unconscious with snow. The world is larger than an eye or mouth, and death promises to be fuller than even the greediest of hands. I do not believe in puny ghosts, but in giant plans. A lifetime that just might change the way the world goes on alone.